Audubon's Grills.com is better than pie.
That's the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment, and that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. Your body's a dream that turns violent, and that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. The winter is long in the city, and that's the way I like it. So
right. Welcome to the Two Blonde Squirrels. I am your host, Brad McFadden, with the deep, sexy voice today. And joining me from the great state of Texas is Kidge.
Woo, Texas, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So sit back, relax, grab a beverage of your choice. We're about to let you in on the Two Blonde Squirrels. That's the way I like it. Yeah, okay, enough. All right. Okay. So,
first of all, I just want to say we are recording live tonight.
We are recording live. It,
and I have a purpose for the split screen in Windows 7. I can have the chat on one side and the run sheet on the other. And it's just saying, Windows 7, I'm a PC.
Well, you be your PC, because today I am a very happy Apple. I got my iOS 5. Ho, 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 ho. Yeah, it's awesome. It rocks. I'm happy. And my new iPhone shipped today, so I am even happier and stoked about that. Although, fantastic. I'm a little nervous because they shipped mine and did not ship Faith's.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's going to be hell to pay for that.
Yep.
So I was going to talk about, just for a second, because it's in the news and everything, and everybody's been asking about the iOS 5, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to do a whole big thing on it, so relax, Kidge.
Okay.
I am just going to say that I like it, and it was very well worth the price for what you get. So.
Good.
And I'm not going to go into all the things it does do, because I'm sure I will then hear about how you used to be able to do these with your Trio, you know. 10 years ago. So,
oh. Yay for history and repeating itself.
But yeah, the upgrades are nice. It did give me a little scare when I was upgrading it. It was really weird. It said that it was backing up, and then it said it was installing, and then it said, and then everything went black.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I was like,
all right.
It bricked my phone. And then I went to turn my
screens are awesome.
Yes. And then I said, well, maybe it's just off. So I turned it back on and it said restoring from backup. And I was like, oh, that's not good.
Oh.
And,
yeah.
But when it finished restoring from backup, which it took quite a while, I mean, the whole process took probably over an hour. But when it, from beginning to end, but anyway, whenever it restored from backup, iOS 5 was on there. So. I think that was a little miscommunication between it and me, but it was a little scary because I was afraid, I don't know, my phone's bricked until I get my new one. But it was okay. It was all right.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, about my voice.
Tell me all of about it. All of it's, and you should tell us.
Yes, I need to keep my finger on the cough button, but unfortunately it's not within reach.
You have I don't have a button named cough.
You don't? Really. Yeah, I do. It's right here. That's right. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, it's right here.
I rule the show now. Anyway.
And then I'm back. So, anyway, I'm fighting off a cold. Faith says it's allergies, but when I was a kid, we called them cold. I don't know.
Yeah, it's still a cold.
It's either a cold or it's allergies. I don't care, but my voice is deeper than normal.
I guess it depends on exactly how you're stopped up.
Is it?
Sort of thing. I don't know, like, because you can be completely functional and have allergies and just be like, oh, I'm sniffling all the time and that sort of stuff. Or you can have like a full on cold and like you can't see. And
no, it's not like that.
You need to have some orange juice up in you and
No, I don't know. Maybe it is allergies then. It's just I have an itchy throat, deeper than normal voice, and when I wake up in the morning, I have to blow my nose for 10 minutes.
Oh, that's fun.
Hey, Aether Swift is here.
I know.
Wow. Look at that redshift representing. How about
what,
that?
What? She can't hear any of us because, or can't hear you, rather, because she has her computer muted.
Oh, well, that's very nice of her.
Yes, she is rather nice.
She's only getting half of it. She can put her headphones on.
I guess that's true. Her headphones are wireless, though.
So?
That's true. Brad suggests you put on headphones if you wanted to listen in. We'll see if she replies.
Okay. Well, if you would like to join us live, we will attempt to do this again next week. However, the time for next week will be different than this week because we normally record the sandwich show at this time. So, and we record Two Blind Squirrels at the later time of 7 Central. 7
yes.
p.m. Central on Wednesday.
Correct.
So if you're listening to this through the magic of iTunes or whatever your music player is, then anyway, you'll know you can join us next week at twoblindsquirrels.com/live, where there's a chat room there, and that's where you listen to the live feed, and you get all behind-the-scenes magic. You know, you would have been treated this week to some Weird Al Yankovic that you missed because I didn't record it.
Yes, and I missed because I was eating.
Which is fine.
Which, speaking of food, I'm just going to tell you what I made because you will probably love this. So, picture this. You brown up some beef, skillet, however you want to do it. You mix that up with some barbecue sauce. So, it's your barbecue-flavored ground beef. And then you take biscuits, you know, the biscuits in a can sort of thing, whatever, and you put it in muffin trays so that they're actually little biscuit cups.
Yes, like little meatloafs?
Yeah, I guess. And you fill the cups with that barbecue beef.
Okay.
And sprinkle some sharp cheddar over top of it.
Yummy.
Throw that in the oven for however long the biscuits take to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
That sounds good.
Oh, yes.
Sounds really good.
And I was eating that, so.
Doxon in the chat room says he has to go early now. He's going to miss the sandwich show because he has to go because Oklahoma is on PBS tonight.
The musical?
Yeah, he's just being funny. All right. So let's get to the calls, you wish? Or did you have more to say about something else? Did you go to the state fair this week?
No. When would I have had a chance? I don't have a chance to go to the state fair.
We are going Saturday, if you want to go then. Hanson is playing.
Okay.
Oh,
I work on Saturdays, so.
Oh, can't you get today off to go to the fair? Surely they'll let you off to go to the fair.
Yeah, but with where I work, they require 18 days notice.
Not if it's Hanson.
Probably they need 18 years of notice.
It's Hanson, man.
Well, I know my boss would probably be like, oh, awesome, Hanson. I'm going to ride in on a pony. And
ride in on a pony?
Or a unicorn. I don't know. Whatever. My boss is a funny gentleman. What?
This is Hanson. I love Hanson. I can't wait. I'm very excited.
There's not enough screaming in this. Yep, there needs to be more screaming. This is not nearly hardcore enough for this household.
How about this? Is this fast? This is better? Yes?
Is that a harmonica?
Yes.
Probably not hardcore enough.
Anyway, I'm excited.
Well, you be excited.
I'll have to suffer through Mbop, I'm sure, but which is actually not a bad song except for the chorus, but anyway. That's all anyone ever remembers. Can anybody name any lyrics from Mbop besides Mbop?
No. I think Mbop was like the first meme. Or one of the first memes.
Was it?
Of like the internet age. Like, oh yeah, Mbop. And everyone like make fun of it like a meme.
Interesting.
I made that up. I have no actual basis for that.
No basis at all.
No.
I think Hanson is the most underrated band ever. That's my opinion.
Okay. I have never, ever listened to them.
Because they get made fun of, and they're actually a good band, but they can't get a break because people always think of them as Mbop. So we have a a submission for a song. You know, we put it out.
Yes.
That we needed a new theme song.
Word.
Right. And we've got one, and I'm very excited about it. I think maybe we could actually use this.
Buddy, oh.
My buddy. So much fun when we pretend to be a fireman or a carpenter. My buddy can even go camping with me. With me and my buddy adventure.
So, what do you think?
Everybody knows.
I think I died the moment that started, and now I'm actually a zombie.
It's turned Kidge into a zombie.
Yes. That was a... Here's a question. Was I alive when that commercial aired?
Probably not, because I was... it doesn't have a date on it, actually. Let's see. Nope, it does not. Mm-mm. Okay. But I would have guessed it was early 80s, like 82.
Yeah, I wasn't alive then.
That's just sad.
My parents weren't married then.
You didn't get to experience Mad Balls.
Maybe not.
They were balls you could throw, but they had faces on them.
Oh, no.
And they were mad.
How many activist groups fought against that?
None then. It was the 80s.
Really? Okay. I'm not familiar too much with the 80s, you know, me being unalive at that point.
You're making the chat room feel old. Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on to our calls.
Yes, let's do so.
Here, get to the proper one. Here we go. I think this is...
All right, we have...
Hey, TBS. This is Dan, also known as Rockin' Foe JC on My Life Ministries.
Ah.
It's been quite a while. I haven't been able to listen to you guys for a while. I've been bouncing from job to job and haven't really been able to have you guys on my computer or iTunes and everything. But I finally just started loading my podcast onto my iPod and listening at work. So.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do with podcasts, right?
Yes.
I mean, come on, people.
That's why it's called an iPod. iPods were invented for podcasts.
That's why it's called an iPod.
Exactly.
It's not called the other way around. An iPod because you put podcasts on it.
Yes.
Oh!
Was he still speaking? Did you interrupt him?
Yeah, I paused. Yes.
You're so mean.
This is what I do.
You know what? As someone who is constantly interrupted when I leave voicemails on your show,
yes,
I think we should let him keep talking.
Okay, I'll take it under advisement and consideration.
Okay.
I've been working pretty good, and I've been able to catch up on all your guys' shows and hearing all the new stuff that's going on. So excited to hear all the new stuff going on. Faith in the school, that sounds pretty awesome, and everything like that. So.
Everything like that is pretty awesome, and the school is a lot of fun. We are... just having a blast with them. We, of course, y'all heard about it. We're taking them to the fair, and then Friday, excuse me, just the other day, I'm having to drink a lot for my voice, and that's causing me other problems. So the other day, for Friday, we went up there, and I said, okay, it was supposed to be computer science class because I teach computer science class on Friday, but it was just too cool. It was just too beautiful. I could not make them stay inside. So I said, computer science class has been postponed until the weather gets bad. So let's go outside and play football. So they were begging. They had been begging me to make up some Bright Star rules for football because, because it's flag football. We use bandanas for flag football, but
there you go.
There was a lot of discussion about what it takes to get a first down because we don't have a football field to play on, you know. It's like, you know, yard rules, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we put out cones for the end zones and the sidelines.
Uh-huh.
But then it's like, you know, how do you get, you know, so we did two completions as a first down and we did no rushing, but the quarterback can't run and things like that. So they were very happy to have rules and they had a blast Friday and got the girls involved and taught the girls how to play. And
ooh.
Yeah. So, and they were excited because they actually got to participate. Oh, sorry. We were in a call.
Yeah. Right.
Oh yeah. Jerk. Good to hear you guys.
I'm still considering it. Okay.
Good to hear your voice, Brad. And, uh-huh. Yeah. I also wanted to comment on, I believe his name is Dave from Honolulu.
Yes.
One of the things that Archer's kind of does, especially with...
Oh, he's referring to the thing we did. How are you helping in your community? What charity are you working out in your community over the summer? So, go ahead.
Fall coming up is... we kind of go out into the into our city and just do random yard work with all the leaves falling and everything like that. People are really appreciative of that kind of stuff and really gets you out there. And I thought that would be a good idea for those people out there looking for some kind of ministry to reach out to their community. So
there you go. You can rake leaves, people.
There you go. We don't have many leaves here, though.
Not yet. Not yet. No, we're still probably 2 months away from leaves, from serious leaves.
Yeah.
It's usually the end of November before our leaves fall.
True.
Hope to hear more from you guys. Looks like you haven't posted a podcast in a while, but...
What?
Hope to see...
He left this on the 7th, more of you. And we had put out many podcasts, so I don't know what he's looking at.
Maybe he was talking about Faith has not put out a podcast with you.
No, I don't think so. I think you're wrong, and I'll fight you for it. No, I'm sorry.
All right. Talk to you guys later. God bless.
Bye. Goodbye. Bye, sir.
Bye.
And thank you for calling in. I do appreciate that. Now, let me delete it so I don't play it a second time. And here we go with the next call.
Yo, two.
So this is from John Wilkerson.
I can already tell.
Mermont.
Yes.
From New York.
Girls that are blind. I'm calling because you're saying you need a theme song. And I happen to have a theme song for you from Brad's favorite band that I think you would like to hear.
Probably not. Anytime anybody says Brad's favorite band, okay, I know it's not my favorite band.
Yeah, you don't really have a favorite band from what I have heard.
No, I don't have a favorite band, but I do have a least favorite band. And so when anybody says this is your favorite band.
It's your theme song, because it could go something like, it's all the same, only the names have changed. Well, at least one has. We thought he'd faded away. Something like that. Or you could do Walk This Way by Aerosmith, but the Aerosmith Run DMC mix that is really cool, you know, because it's cool. Although kids probably have never even heard.
What?
The original.
Oh, the original.
Walk This Way. So he wouldn't know how much cooler the Run DMC one is. So technically speaking, I guess you could play the original one. Kids even alive when the Run DMC Aerosmith thing happened?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Anyway, you know, because she told me to walk this way. Talk this way. That's my very bad Steve Tyler.
Why would that be a good theme song?
Bye.
I don't know what he's getting at. He must like the way you walk. It's the only thing I can figure out.
Hey, I have never walked anywhere near him. So, how would he know how I walk? Unless he's part Chuck Norris.
Well, yeah, let's not get that started.
All right, fair enough.
And he calls back.
Uh-oh.
Yes, a second time.
Okay, I think I'm liking this Roomba idea, but
yes.
I don't think you're taking the idea far enough.
The Roomba idea, to bring everybody up to speed in case you missed the show, the Roomba idea is that you take a Roomba, not a Rumba, a Roomba, which is the vacuum cleaner thingy.
Right.
Kitch has one.
Yes.
And we make it a pet.
Yes.
And so he's saying that, and by that, what means it purrs when it's happy, it hacks when it's got, needs to be cleaned out, and you can pet it, and then it run, and then it will chase off cats. But
yes, perfect pet.
But I got a lot of comments on that show, by the way, about the pet show. We'll get into that later. I wanted to get to the calls because there might be more on the calls about that. So he says we didn't take it far enough. Let's see.
All right.
If you want the Roomba to be a security device, it's got to shoot like tranquilizer darts.
Ooh,
or
yes.
Okay.
Have a taser built into it so it can shock an intruder.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you could even replace the taser or like spinning saw blades to like cut people's ankles off or something
Holy
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on, don't just have it make the sound of a shotgun. Freaking install a shotgun in this thing.
Yes.
I like the way he thinks.
Yes, I do too.
Not sure it would pass any of the safety tests to be sold in the United States, but I like the way he thinks.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you put Salt Rock in it, you know, so you don't kill anyone, but dang, that would...
I think this is how Terminator started. It started as a Roomba. Yeah. and then you know, just progressed from there.
We are the future of Skynet,
that's
Brad.
Yes.
Oh, no.
We talked about that. We're pet. We're like Sky Pet instead of Skynet.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that encouragement into our business adventure.
Yes. You know, I realized he was describing something that already existed. R2-D2.
What about R2-D2?
R2-D2 has a taser. R2-D2 has spinning saw blades on him. Yes. And he has rocket jets.
Yes, but he doesn't vacuum.
That could be all. You never know.
And he's not in production currently. We're talking about, you know, getting this thing going.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
It would be fairly easy to mount a 22 and with a rat shot in it. You could load it with a rat shot, which, if you know what that is, it's like turning a 22 into a shotgun.
Gotcha.
But the rat shot doesn't bounce, so when it hits something, it kind of splatters, and it won't break the skin, but it'll hurt like the dickens.
Oh.
And or it might break the skin, but it won't kill you.
Gotcha.
Depending on how close you are. But anyway, so we could do that. I mean, we could really do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Warning, I will fire. You know.
Yeah. Fire yourself. You know. Bullets are imminent into your flesh, and you should walk away now.
But see, I just feel like that those could be easily hacked, and then you'd have a problem, because then you'd have people killing people without, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Blaming it on our Roomba and then suing us, and then it would be bad. It would be bad. We have another call. No, we don't. We have a text.
We have another text.
It says, hi, Kidge and Brad. Brad?
Hi. Hmm? I was just saying hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yep.
Are you okay?
I'm doing good. How are they doing?
Who?
Whoever's... What's their full name?
What are you talking about? Oh, I don't know. They're from Salem, Oregon.
Okay.
So, hi, Kidge. Hi, Brad. Brad, stop trying to find the play button. This is a text. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
I think I know who that might be from.
I will smack you. This is a text... Kidge, this is a text sent to a Google voicemail number.
I'm amazed.
We live in the future.
This is the future. Was that from a particular extraterrestrial amphibian?
I don't know. Salem, Oregon. Is that...
Could be.
Doesn't say. I could list them. I could give you the number. Would you like to have the phone number?
No. Give it to me and I will look it up. Don't like read it out loud, of course, but...
Okay, and now we have a long call. This one's 2.5 minutes long, and it's from the same number. So whoever that was is this. And I think you're right. I think it is the space turtle.
Gotcha.
Because the Google translation says, and space shuttle. So
yes.
I bet that's the space turtle. Yeah. Let's check the chat room. Google text is like podcast gold. Yes, it is.
It is.
It is.
Yes. I have something to talk about Google transcriptions and that sort of stuff. After this voicemail, I guess. Or I can do it now, whatever you prefer.
You can do it now. Do it now.
All right.
Now,
so
do it now.
Have you ever heard of the YouTube channel Rhett and Link?
No. Yes, I have.
Yeah,
I know them.
They make commercials and sometimes they make
cool songs. The great 80s song was greatness.
Yes, right. So they now have actually two videos out where what they did is they recorded a little skit, you know, 2-minute long skit, and they would upload that to YouTube and have YouTube transcribe the audio to make closed captions, and they would use that.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. And so they would use the closed captioning transcription as the script for the next skit, and they would record the exact same scenes just with the new audio.
Gotta check
and then
that
they
out.
Would and then they would take that and upload that and use that transcribed script as the final
I'm
skit
sensing
that they
a theme.
And so they have two of those, and they're hilarious. And they like they try to say things that will try to mess up the transcription sometimes.
Uh-huh.
That is like really fast.
It's like
stuttering staccato, you know, Google, syllables and that sort of stuff. But
Google version of telephone, the telephone game.
Exactly. I think they actually said that that's what it was at one point.
Cool. I will have to check that. I love those guys. Those are hilarious. So we have another recommendation. This one from the chat room for our theme song. Are you ready?
Yes.
This one I might actually use.
Hi, we're your weather girl. Uh-huh. And have we...
You have no clue what this is, do you? I was turning the wrong volume down. You do know what this song?
I know what the song is.
Okay. So this was the recommendation from Brian in the chat room.
Here we go.
I kind of like this as a,
I do
as
too.
As a theme song. We might actually use this.
Yes.
I'll have to do some creative editing, but I think it's hilarious. Thank you, Brian. In the chat room, you win the prize.
Awesome.
Which is a hot dog I will mail to you tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Okay. Where did I go? Oh, I was doing
playing voicemails,
and I have I can't do two things at once. Here we go.
Space Turtle, this is Lomester here from the spaceturtle.com. Getting out of the dentist. You know, check out. Apparently I have good teeth, except I got like 4 impacted wisdom teeth. Those take a lot to get out. More than string in a door.
More than two more than Saint Unit door. That's what Google said.
Nice.
Like, better than string in a door. Wow.
Wow. That is recorded for all of eternity
I apologize immensely. I'm fighting a sore throat.
So it's Zuzu Pets. That's why kids could find it. Z-H-U-Z-H-U.
There you go, kids. Z-H-U-Z-H-U. I spelled it wrong. I said Z-U-Z-U.
Gotcha.
So you can look that up and buy one of those for Swiftie, okay?
Great.
And they are kind of like...
Your dogs would have a blast with them.
I bet.
For about 5 minutes.
Because you put them on the carpet, and every hair possible gets stuck in the wheels. They don't work anymore.
Nice.
And
you need to keep your floors cleaner there, kids. What are you doing? What are you, you giving haircuts in your living room?
It's a side project of mine.
Robot Pets, not original idea, not saying it's a bad idea, but it was already done in Blade Runner, the book, where somebody tries to figure out how to...
I know it's not an original idea. I'm saying let's make it a reality. We have the technology, people. Let's do it.
I
never claimed it was an original idea. That wasn't my point. My point was we have the technology. We can make a $6 million pet.
Been a robot pet and ends up being not a robot pet at one point. So
what?
One of the replicants, I believe, before he got Blade Ran.
Yeah, I think he's lost me on that one.
I'm not following you.
Well, did you watch Blade Runner?
A long time ago. Maybe 10 years ago. But
wow, you need to watch it again. I've
been considering it.
That should be on a 3-year rotation. Blade Runner should be on a 3-year3-year rotation.
Gotcha, okay.
There's certain movies you need to watch once a year. There's certain movies you need to watch about every 3 years.
Okay.
And just to see if they still hold up. And Blade Runner still does. It does. Yep. Blade Runner's on my 3-year rotation. Let's see what else. What else is another good movie that's on my 3-year rotation? Bullet.
Bullet?
Bullet.
Not a car movie.
Steve McQueen. It wasn't a car movie. It was a cop movie. It just had a car chase in it.
Ah.
I want to see Drive. Have you seen Drive yet?
No. Okay. What is that movie again?
Well, it's not about cars. It's supposedly this really good movie. It's kind of a thinking movie that got really, 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 really good reviews by everybody except everybody except it was marketed wrong. It was marketed as a drive, like, you know, Fast and Furious kind of movie, and it's not. So
gotcha.
I'm anxious to see it, but
with that guy in it.
They said that you have to engage your brain to watch it. You know, you have to kind of be thinking.
Oh, I don't do that in movies.
Oh, I do.
I let the movie wash over me.
Okay.
You know, just so I can absorb it, you know, through the skin or something.
I think the best movies are both. I think the best movies, like the greatest movie of all time, which was Princess Bride.
Absolutely.
You can watch it on a purely wash over you type of mentality, or you can actually give it thought and think about what's going on. I think that the really, really, really good movies have multi-levels.
Yes, that's true.
Like Lord of the Rings. I mean, you can watch that just purely with the sound off if you wanted to. Just admire the cinematography.
I watched Lord of the Rings and skip all the parts about the ring. I don't care about Frodo or Sam.
You like the other stuff with the
I do, Gandalf. With the swords.
Yeah, and the swords.
And the cool parts.
The Helm's Deep and all that.
Yeah. That movie is Fellowship of the Ring will be 10 years old this year.
Wow, I cannot believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, though, in reading the book, I thought I still think the movie did an excellent job of bringing that book to life.
Oh, true. Very true.
But in the book, after watching the movie and going back and reading the book, I feel like that the scenes with Frodo and Sam are, A, way more interesting because you really get into their psyche and their psychology in the book. But they're also way more tormenting to read. Because,
oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, in the book they go into – I mean, it's page after page after page about how horrible everything is. And how much suffering they're going through. So what were we doing? Oh, yeah, phone call.
Right, voicemail. Yeah, right.
Oh, I did see Courageous.
Yes.
Oh, I did see Courageous this last weekend. I have never cried so much.
I saw it again.
I cried more at this movie than I did Old Yeller, and that's a lot.
It's a very good movie.
More than Brian Song. This movie was, for me, the cryingest movie I've ever seen. Now, I did like Beezus, Romeo, Rose. What's that movie? Beezus and Ro?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What was that movie?
What are you talking about?
There's a movie called Beezus. I'm looking at it and I still can't say it. Ramona and Beezus.
There, yeah, Dachshund's got it.
Okay. Thank you, Dachshund. So that movie, I cried in that movie too, but it was kind of sweet cry. It wasn't an emotional real cry. It was just because I had a daughter about that age.
Oh.
And it, you know, it just kind of got to me a couple of times.
Yeah.
But, and it wasn't a cry. It was just like a teared up kind of thing. This movie, Courageous, I'm like, oh, come on already. I mean, by the time when he drove up at the bank, I knew exactly what he was going to do. The second time. When he drove up to the bank after his, and I was just like,
right. You're like, oh, no.
I'm like, come on already. Come on. Give me a break. And,
or the part where they pan up to his daughter's wall and it says, my prince has already come. His name is Daddy. And
you're like, Gibby. Yeah. That one was a little cheap.
But still.
Oh yeah, it got me. Now my buddy did bail. We went and saw with another couple.
Oh yeah,
and me and Faith went and saw with another couple. And when he drove up the bank, my buddy stood up and went to the restroom. I'm like, you sorry SOB.
My dad actually. I went to see it with my dad on Sunday. Well, my parents and Swifty again. And my dad normally has to sit on the aisle so that he can get up and go to the bathroom throughout the movie and that sort of stuff, but he didn't do that this movie, so it captivated him, and I was like, that's awesome, yes. So anyway, what were we doing again?
Swifty said she cried at Courageous as well. Did you cry at Courageous?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
You don't have to, look, there's nothing to be ashamed of. You didn't cry at that movie, you need to go have yourself checked for Terminator-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
You may be a Terminator if.
That's true. And you know, think about it this way. Who's the manliest man? Jesus. What'd he do? Jesus wept.
Yeah, that's right. Jesus wept.
There you go.
All right.
That's scripture right there.
That is scripture.
What were we doing?
I think we were listening to this. It's raining men. Oh, no. We were listening to a voicemail.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
so. Somebody else may have already had the idea and patented it, so just check that out before you go, since it's in an old book. Speaking of Philip K. Dick, an old book and pictures of flying cars and dogs, I was reading We Remember It For You Wholesale by Philip K. Dick, and...
Heard of that?
They've got things like Travel to Mars, Memory Implantation, and they still use typewriters. Pretty crazy. So, it's kind of funny to read old sci-fi.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the helicopter?
Yes.
It would be like an Apple user, an Apple fan, to want a product that won't let you do what you want to do. If you want to run it into a wall, you should be able to run it into a wall.
No. See, yeah. that is very Android thinking right there.
What? It's all about freedom, Brad. It's all about freedom.
No, it's not. It's about the experience.
You want to have the freedom to make your own decisions. This thing is making decisions for you.
Right.
I'm with him on this.
No, you see, this is the difference between buying a Volkswagen that you're going to ram into a wall or buying a Mercedes-Benz that's going to go down the road in a straight line.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying.
And I agree. It's a cool
We can continue.
Oh, golly. How did we turn this into Apple versus PC? I don't even understand.
It's all his fault. Space Turtle knows that I'm on the show, and every episode is going to eventually come into
Apple versus PC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feature, but you should be able to turn it off in case you need. Say you get you're spying around your house because you heard a noise, and you see an invader, a home invader, climbing in your windows, and you got a terrible haircut. You should be able to use the helicopter and get as close as you want to get rid of that haircut. Otherwise, you're going to have to use Zuzu pets, get all those, and like throw them at him.
Yep.
And that's more dangerous because you got to get close, but you can throw them at him to get his hair.
That's not going to matter because we're going to have the shotgun inside of the Roomba. So
that's right.
Bad, evil haircut away with the Zuzu pets. And speaking of hair, whether or not the Wookiee likes to be petted all depends on where you're petting it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's been our show for this week.
I think we need to ban him for a considerable amount of time. There should be some kind of punishment there.
Yes, I agree. I would also like to inform the world that my wife just gave me a bowl of coffee ice cream, of Bluebell coffee ice cream.
Coffee ice cream?
It's the only coffee flavor that I will ingest.
The only coffee flavor you will ingest is ice cream flavored coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it coffee?
It's coffee flavored ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
Dachshund says that she gets the Wife of the Year award. She gets the Wife of the Year award every month, okay? Let's just be realistic about this.
Yes, you should all. Okay, this is. You should give your wife the Wife of the Year award every month. Everybody should do that.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Dan, Rock and Roll JC.
Hey, Dan. You already called in once.
Just wanted to give Kidge a little love.
There you go, Kidge. There's your love.
And say welcome to the show. You do have some followers and people who like you. You are liked.
Yeah. How about that?
All right.
It's raining.
Heard your petting robot show or whatever. But, yeah, it's been fun to see a new or hear a new listener in the last few shows.
I think he meant a new podcaster.
Hello? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You definitely...
You're eating ice cream.
Go well with Brad. Brad's craziness. good to have you, man. And Faith, get some more shows on here. Need to record. We all know that school of yours is just a front to sit on the couch, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, hear a bunch of new podcasts. That would be awesome. Need something to listen to while my work.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
We will.
Bye.
We will do what we can, sir, to accommodate you.
Yes.
Because you asked.
Only because, though, we were considering, maybe another episode this week. Nah. But he called in. Oh, we have to now. It's for the 12 million fans.
I think we're going to run out of time.
Oh.
We could. I tell you what, why don't we end the show now And we'll try to get another one in before before our deadline ends. How's that?
How about that? Sounds good to me.
All right, if you're in the chat room, hang on. There is another show coming. Meanwhile, to everybody else, thank you for your call-ins. If you would like to participate in the show, please feel free to. Our number is 224-225-9297. Give us your opinion about robot pets, about regular pets, which we'll talk more about in the next show.
Yes.
Or and how we don't need to be breeding animals for our own emotional supplication. Also, you can weigh in on the it's not really a debate. It's just our ongoing Apple versus PC. We don't really – it's not like we're going to argue which one is best, but
– we may come to blows, though.
We could. And tell us what you think about our new theme song. So
yes.
It will not be ready for next show, but it will be ready next week. So look forward to that. Okay, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.